It's already recording, man.
All right, so
we already on. What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to A Fifth of Something. We here live at the AFC NFC Championship cook-off.
All right.
Yep.
Hosted by the brisket boss, Mr. Roy Simmons.
Brisket boss. Brisket boss.
And then Mr. Cook International, Mitch McCraddock. Send a shout out to him too. So
back, we're gonna shout out everybody.
Growing up, him and his twin brother, one was Crook and one was Crane.
Crook and Crane, is that some people?
I don't know, but they used to own a record company, you know, back in the day, record trucks. So
Every time you say that to me, you know, I always think that you're talking about a record company.
I did too.
Yeah, every time.
Like they had a gas station with record trucks, you know.
The ones that go and collect wrecks on the side of the road.
I always think you're talking that.
Don't nobody call them record trucks no more. Now they
tow trucks. You don't want to get closer to me, man?
No, I'm good.
If you want to. I ain't going
to. But then you call them tow trucks. But now they, you know, I mean, record trucks. But now they tow trucks. There you go.
They tow trucks.
But tow the people away.
What's the difference?
Because when you had a wreck, here come the record truck.
And I hate seeing the tow truck because that means I don't miss a damn payment on the car. Let's be real.
Do you know that they have a new thing right now that they're trying to introduce? They're going to put on your car, you know, if you don't have good credit. That's what that is. But Ford will start shutting down particular things on your vehicle.
Shut up.
Like,
what you talking about, like
payment? They'll cut your air conditioner off.
I can launch your
mind about it. They talking about it.
Are you for real with this, or is this a
serious? So you saying they can? So they can? They gonna repossess half of your shit?
Exactly. So you'll be driving somewhere, you ain't made a payment.
I love it.
You know what? There go your air conditioner.
It's 180 degrees. We gonna cut the damn AC off in your car.
Hey, yo.
I get your ass paid a bill then.
Oh, you wish?
You're hot as a motherfucker. Hey, be like,
hey, your phone real quick,
hey, we need to pay this air bill in this damn car.
Hold on, let me shit, bill this day shit, because it's 110. Cooking in my drawers.
You got to call your credit union, but I mailed it in yesterday.
Well, you will get me, you and 7 to 8 business days, rent. You too will have
air. Yeah, we'll get to your AC whenever we get that payment.
The bullshit.
And why is that? Why is it that you always have to, like, whenever you make a payment on something, the payment goes through right away, but if you want a refund back,
oh man,
it always takes, like,
fortunately that takes 7 to 8 business days, not including Saturday or Sunday. 7 to 10 business days
to deposit that money, but you don't want,
you know, you took that motherfucking money instantly. I want my shit back instantly.
Got a hold in 24 hours on your account for that money. Do not play with me. Send me back my shit.
What's the purpose of that? Like, what, like, I don't get it.
I don't either. You know what? That shit's gotta go.
That shit's got to fucking go.
When I pay you and you can't pay me, I owe you and you owe me.
Is that a song?
That's the gas face. The gas. You remember that
song? I don't remember that. You remember that song?
I do.
Who is it?
What's that name? Hold on. Third base.
Third base, yeah.
I'm in third base. It was on point.
Them white boys used to get it.
They were white?
Yeah.
No, I ain't know that.
Jewish or whatever that was. They were out of New York.
Yes. Hey, let me ask y'all a question.
Come on.
So, you know, I got a serious question, Z. And I think I asked you this too already. And I don't know if you answered it or not. But what is a skill that you have that no one else knows about?
My mom listens to this podcast now, so I can't tell it out loud.
Oh, no.
All I know is she got a ring for
it. I gotta go.
She got a ring for it.
No, hey, you know they call Nancy Reagan the same thing.
Right.
Steve Reagan.
Nancy Reagan had some skills, dog. Apparently,
headmaster.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Nancy Reagan was that they said that Gok 3000.
What?
Hey. Man. No, but so no, we already know.
Real skills. I can talk to you 5 minutes and figure out who you are as a person. It's hot. I'm serious. If I talk to somebody 5 minutes, I can figure out if I want to fool with you or let you go.
But is that really a skill?
It is.
Skill. I think that's. I think we all have that.
No, not black people.
Yeah.
No, not everybody.
See, like, well, what's your? You got a skill
that nobody knows about.
That nobody knows
about. Because I'm a pretty vocal person. If I got something, I'm going to make sure you know that I can do X, Y, Z.
Well, see, me, I can run real fast.
Are you
serious? Yeah, I can run. I can fucking run.
For 1 second.
No, he.
No, I ain't run no damn track. I wasn't gonna take this shit off to go into the gym.
Well, maybe, maybe I'm taking my y'all didn't know. I was exceptionally good at volleyball.
For real?
No, but yes. But you do that.
So that's not a skill.
Well, I can draw.
You know what I mean?
I can actually sketch, paint, and draw.
I can trace.
Yeah.
Well, I can too.
I can trace like a motherfucker, boy. Can't nobody trace like
trace. That tracing ass motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about.
Your fraudulent ass down there writing wrong checks because you can trace somebody's damn shit.
Okay.
Oh, fraudulent.
He don't have nothing on his own. He be like, I can trace the shit out of that.
I will fraudulent.
See, I can draw
shit out of you.
Like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I can paint.
But I knew
these hands are amazing.
Yeah.
Play saxophone and trumpet and all of that.
You're musically
inclined. You have musical talent.
I'm skilled.
You got skills.
I got skills.
He's a fifth or something.
I'm a fifth or something.
A polka dot. So just so that I can see this.
Leopard skin.
This leopard. Okay. I just want to see
how
I can see this. I was just wondering.
Cheetah and leopard.
I can't.
That's leopard.
This is leopard. What is the difference between leopard and cheetah? Is it
a cheetah circle? A cheetah has full spots.
Larger
yeah,
size.
Yeah, it's an actual. It's not like.
It's
see how you got
holes
inside of them.
So what is this?
That's leopard.
Leopard.
I think.
Yeah. Well, I got some more.
The good though.
Yeah, he don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
You right.
Since we here and everybody's sitting up here enjoying this food and shit out of here,
right.
Let me ask you something, man, and ask you too, Z. So if I were to cook you guys dinner, what would be the one thing on that menu that y'all would want to have on that menu that y'all would want to have there
on dinner?
On dinner. You captured
now. Take it if I was a cook, like a master chef.
Okay.
So you can have whatever you want.
Well, you saying like I can have whatever meat I want or
whatever you want. So if you said, hey man,
I want a bacon wrapped filet mignon.
Ooh,
that you want?
That's what I was.
How you want to cook?
I want a medium.
Medium, that's right. You think sinks? You want any size with that?
Man, I want some garlic butter roasted asparagus. And then I want
asparagus make your pea smell.
Well, no, but it do. So it don't take long.
You just like instantly. You get honey.
As soon as you go to the bathroom, you're like, yeah, I know I have.
That's asparagus.
Some asparagus up in this motherfucker.
That's asparagus.
And then don't forget you had asparagus. Then you go to the bathroom like, oh, what the hell is wrong with my pee?
Well, let me ask you this. Whenever you come, does the cum smell like asparagus too?
Now, some people be smelling salty.
That's a whole different bodily fluid. They come.
So it come out a different hole.
No, it come out the same hole.
It does.
I think it's a different vein.
Oh, okay. So yes. Yeah, so see, we'll be on your dish. On your menu.
You know, I'm starting this vegan walk, so I would want you Brussels sprouts with bacon. Isn't that crazy? Vegan, but I have to have the bacon in it.
So bacon. Seems like bacon is like the top.
And then, honestly, I also want a steak, but I want that sirloin, and it's got to be medium, and I need it seasoned. Yeah.
The top
ribeye.
Steak?
No, whoa.
I'm going to say, don't say
ribeye. I'm sorry. A ribeye.
Oh. Okay.
Don't meat chain me. Don't steak chain me.
Because you said sirloin.
I need a ribeye, and I want juice to come out of it when I push my fork on it. I need that little. I need that.
Tastes different to me now.
How so?
It just tastes different. I'm gonna tell you, if I had y'all cook me something to eat, I'm going meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
I like meatloaf.
No,
here we go. Watch you say he make a good ass meatloaf. Watch.
Meatloaf.
Watch you say.
Hey, here's a skill you didn't know about me.
What?
I make a bomb ass meatloaf.
Specifically a meatloaf.
Yeah.
Yeah,
ground Angus, I bet it is bomb. Like you gotta have that top sirloin ground meat to make a good meatloaf for me.
I need meatloaf and
what goes with your meatloaf?
Potatoes.
I know you like mashed potatoes.
I'm a potato freak. I love potatoes.
See, what I like to do with my meatloaf, I don't just use a certain ground beef. People use like 80% or 72% or 90%. I'll take
100% ground beef.
A 90% and an 80%. That way, you know.
Mix it together?
Yeah, that way I get some of the fatty and then some of the lean.
Is there such thing as 100% ground beef?
No, there's no
barbecue. No,
100% ground beef.
No, chewing hard as hell.
The whole cow be like, moo.
That'd be the most athletic cow you ever met.
It'd have so much damn gristle and vein in that shit. You would be like, no.
You know how whenever people look bow-legged, they be like this, moo. Moo.
That's a strong cow out there.
Man, I don't want none of that meat.
Mad cow.
That meat might. That's gonna be some.
That's gonna bite your ass back.
You do the meal. I like jokes.
Hey, knock knock.
What?
Knock,
come on
knock.
With it.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Next question. I tell you. Look, if you could travel back in time, where would you go and why? I'm gonna start it off, all right? Because you know how y'all always say I like to bring shit back at the end,
right?
And start saying some shit.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start at the beginning. What I would do,
mm-hmm.
I would go back. Well, okay. First off,
can you make any financial decisions?
You can do whatever you want to do.
Oh, okay. That was my next question. Like, how far back can I go?
You can do what you want.
Okay.
It depends on how long I got to stay. Like, I need to know how long I'm going to stay back here.
Yeah.
Because I would want to go back to slavery times. I would want to be a slave.
Wow. I want to be in that village where the white people showed up and was like, y'all need to go. We don't want shit y'all offering.
Uh-uh.
Get your monkey asses out of here. Why are you here? This ain't y'all shit. Bye.
Here's what I want to do. I want to go back to the first motherfucker that got on the boat.
Oh.
When he saw that boat coming, and he was like, hey, what the fuck's going on over there? Let's go see. They couldn't take all them motherfuckers at night.
You don't know. Dang well, that's not how it happened.
I explained
it to you before.
I thought I explained it to you.
Well, explain slavery to me again, how they got us, brother.
Well, it all began with different trades, you know, like how
I know.
Indian Americans used to make their trades. Well, then.
So them pictures that we see all them black people lined up on the boat, that shit ain't real.
No, it's real.
No, it's real.
Okay, so somebody got on that boat.
Somebody.
That boat stank like a motherfucker.
Oh, you telling? All the, because you got to think.
It just smelled like feet, they were ass.
On the ship, they were throwing up on each other.
Ship.
Oh, you. How long it take a boat to get from.
That was months. That was
Africa.
Months.
It don't take that long to get there now.
Because there's a motor in that bitch.
Had
they had sails. You have to wait till
you imagine if the wind wasn't blowing.
You just
feel like
this. You're just rocking.
Just rocking.
Listening to Bobby Brown.
Ooh.
I want to rock with you, baby.
All them motherfuckers were sick as hell.
Hell yeah.
You know they was nauseous.
Bobby Brown was on the boat? She had a concert?
I guarantee you somebody Brown was on that boat.
Oh, yeah.
It was
some Brown on that boat.
Bobby's ancestors.
But Bobby Brown. So you want to listen to Bobby Brown on the boat? No, I would. I would go back. I would. So again, it would depend on how long I'm staying.
Okay.
Cause I ain't gonna be there that long.
You can't get away.
No.
Okay. You got 20 minutes.
You tell me that the only way I'm gonna be able to go back in time is if I fucking stay forever.
No, you got 20 minutes back in time.
When they catch you.
20 minutes back in time.
When they catch you.
You would beat my ass.
The machine.
You know how long, how many whippers I get in 20 minutes? How many whippers you think you'll get in 20 minutes?
I don't even think I get a single whipping. They'd be like, just kill him. Kill him now.
Yeah, they'd be like, shit, I'm just going to
get him off them white women.
You'd be reaching that thing.
Hide all the white girls. He's coming.
You know what? That's what I used to think too. Back in the day, because you know how they say that you got multiple lives, right?
Right.
I used to think that I was a slave back in the day in one of my old lives, and they killed me.
Blue, help your friend.
But I was fucking with the white bitch.
Well, let him tell it.
That's it.
That's why.
Yep.
Mm.
That's. But yeah, I would go back to slavery.
Mr. Steal your girl over here. Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm looking like one right
now.
I'm like, one right
here.
I'm behind enemy lines back here, if anybody want to know.
Z, where would you go?
I would go back to 1985.
Damn, she got a date. A year.
For 20 minutes.
Okay.
Why 85?
Sit down to 85, because that's where shit changed for Zadie. Okay.
All right.
Zadie V, I would sit down to her. I'd be like, listen, this is your sophomore year in high school. You are going to do the following goddamn things. One, you're going to finish that damn intro to Pascal computer class because, bitch, computers is about to be some real shit. I remember
taking Pascal in high school.
Pascal is the grandfather for coding. So, bitch, you will take that class. Third, y'all ass is only going to date this dude until after high school. Don't get a baby by his ass. Don't marry him. And you're only going to art school because you will be an interior designer and you ain't gonna fuck this up. And when Microsoft hits, bitch, you save up that last paycheck and you invest.
So,
hey, I'll go back to slavery time.
So do you think that you gonna listen to you? All of that shit?
I think that 1985.
Like this is how I looked in 85. Hell yeah, I'm going to convince. I'd be like, okay, bitch, it's you for real. What's up?
I think that 1985 Zadie would do the same thing that 1985 Zadie did. All
right, so I would go back.
You only got 20 minutes. You only got 20 minutes.
Motown was the hottest.
Motown right? Still the hottest.
No, but I'm saying back then, though. When
what,
Motown
1963 like, or 19?
The Temptations, when they had their
so you had that microphone right
and
there.
And I'm going to kick David Ruffin's ass off the stage. And I'm going to be like, I've got sunshine. I'm going to steal this.
You think nobody else tried to ever do this
before? be like introducing the Temptations. They'd be like, where is David Ruffin?
Are you going to do like on Five Heartbeats?
And I'm going to grab the mic. No.
He's going to stand up at the bottom down there and be like this.
Nice slide. Go ahead, hit it.
Start singing and shit.
Now, remember at the couple?
I got nothing but for you, baby.
Best slide. That was the best. That was the fucking best.
When Ruffin showed up at the couple. And they got ready to sing.
I've never seen that movie before.
Man.
I've never seen it before.
He grabbed a microphone. And
yeah, he did.
And started singing, and the crowd went crazy. So that's
is that what you're going
to
be?
I would David Ruffin the shit out of David Ruffin.
So you
got ready to sing. I'm out David.
But okay, I bet you there's some people tried to out David.
No,
there was.
I mean, there's no way.
Come on now. It could have been the one time. There was a multiple time, but that's why they start having security back then, because somebody tried it.
Didn't nobody fuck with David Ruffin.
Somebody tried it.
Didn't nobody mess with
him.
You think he with the 1-2 punch?
David Ruffin was walking around with bodyguards and shit back then.
Yeah, he was.
I'm going to start walking around with a bodyguard.
He had his own personal drug dealer.
I know they don't, but I'm going to still just have one.
I want to talk about some shit, you know, that's kind of serious. I know you had your whole list.
No, it's just no reason.
You know, since we had a sporting event, and, you know, I was kind of wanting to talk about this last week when we had Antonio on.
Right.
But I was sitting there listening and talking to some other people how they're trying to do this whole transgender thing, and they're trying to allow men who are transgenders to fight in MMA, MMA as a woman.
I'm not getting in the ring. As a woman, I'm not getting in the ring with a girl that used to be a dude and punch me.
If they're able to fight, you ain't got no choice. Say if you the champion of that
weight class,
and they allow Jimmy Christensen, who done said, I classify myself as a woman.
But does he look like a woman?
Well, he does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are you doing the whole hormone thing?
Don't think that a woman, I mean, that a man that say that he a woman can just be in a sport.
Well, no.
Just because they've gone
through.
That's what I would do.
They've gone through the sex change.
Okay. So there's hormones involved.
But he's still a man. I mean, he's still got man strength.
Okay, but let me ask you this. So
not those hormones. The hormones are supposed to turn the whole muscle down. That's why they soften and they look different, because they take out the softness and the muscle mass and stuff. And that's one of the benefits that a lot of them have with that, is because the ones like the ones across the water, they get those hormones and it makes them look more feminine. And their strength is not the same.
But maybe it is those men that are saying,
I'm willing to test it out. I'll tell you that. You can't hit me in the face, and I knew you was a dude 6 months ago. You ain't going to be able to hit me in the face.
I think it may be those men that are saying, well, I classify myself as a woman, and then they let him in that sport. I mean, but could you imagine that? Like a dude, you still got all your testicles and testosterone.
So would the rule be that you have to have all that shit cut off in order for you to fight? Can you still have? Because to me, what
that makes, would be fair.
Okay, well, let me ask this though. On top of that, what really makes a man stronger than a woman?
Muscle mass.
You have the same amount of muscle. No, it's testosterone
that we have.
Because I was going to say, you have the same type of muscle density that I have.
Yeah, you can make a muscle.
You may have more muscles than me.
My lower half of my body will kick both of y'all off of this damn out of these chairs. My lower body is stronger than both of y'all.
Can't believe it.
Y'all's upper body
is stronger than mine too.
Right now. That's what I'm about to say. Man, that's why I'm like this. I'm waiting.
Yeah. Well, you can have them Cheetos. Whatever you want. You tell us.
You won. Yeah, damn, man. I am not trying to fight.
I'm trying to fight you. I'm going to shoot the shit out your ass.
Because, see, my thing is that I just don't. Because women always say that I'm strong. Okay, well, you strong. Well, I know. And the babies. We talk about the babies.
But that's the lower half of our body that's going
to. You should be able to kick the shit out of. If I come up here and I punch you, you should be able to kick me.
Here's a strength in a woman. A woman was made to endure more. Not right. Say stronger physically, but endure more pain than we can.
Why you say that?
Because they were made.
Because they have babies.
They were made to birth and go. Because if you and I had to go through that,
y'all would break like glass.
No. That's what we were supposed to do. Now, if a motherfucker came up to me today, right, and asked me to have a baby.
Now, how much? How much for the baby? You want me to have him? How much for him?
Right. Taking. Right. I have a baby.
I got half on a baby.
I ain't doing shit on no baby. You can go do whatever you want to do with a baby. Fuck these damn kids.
But I just think that's kind of. I think it's kind of cowardice. As you know, that means that you couldn't make it. As a man in a sport that you trained for,
I think that's exactly right.
And now you want to be a woman.
Now you're like, you know, how can I win?
So what if I did this? So how long do I have to be a woman? Like, can I say today?
Like, man,
I start being a woman, and then tomorrow I go and win a $10 million purse.
Then come back almost.
And I come back like, nah, I'm a man again.
I changed my mind.
I'll just go a whole week full of MMA fighting, beat bitches' asses.
I don't even need a break. Line them up.
$20 million apiece.
So I'll
leave out that motherfucker $100 million richer, right. And now I'm back straight.
And then move straight to Mexico.
I'm gonna live right here. What you gonna say? I can't be straight now,
right?
As a woman in this whole male testosterone environment, I am not. I'm a little nervous, but I'm not as nervous as I would be with all this sea of men. Like,
yeah, because he
understands what I'm dealing with. Show them real quick.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. Show it.
Lady. Did y'all see?
It's a room full of men.
It's all men up in this mofo, okay? Like, every team is like, it's nothing but dudes. Like, dude.
I'm hungry.
I'm like, come on, let's go eat.
Like,
you want to take a break real quick?
I'm holding it down.
There you go.
We're
going to take a pause for the cause.
For the pause. And then what I'm also going to do, I'm going to put a camera right in front of you. We back on.
So
part two. Yeah. Hey, first off, I'm gonna have to go ahead on and give him a shout out anyway. I know he said he don't want to be on camera, but Santana came in and representing with us. We right here, man. I know you can't. You gonna come back here? So Santana came in with us. Look at him. He came in. So he came to hang out with us for a little bit. But anyway, man. So we back. I'm full up in this motherfucker.
Okay, I'm full as a tick.
Hey, let me ask you this.
I should have had somebody.
If your phone could talk, what would be the embarrassing thing that it would reveal about you?
I plead the fifth.
He watched too much porn. My phone would be like, boy, quit watching porn all the time.
Well, my phone would be like the same shit, but it would be like, why do you keep the same porn on your phone? Why don't you ever change that?
Keep going back to that
same shit. It's just like, now, you know, my phone.
That's your sugar spot. Mother, I am so sorry for this.
What you do?
I do X videos.
See, that's too much.
I only do TikTok, so I'm boring as hell. Like,
TikTok got porn?
I do not. What?
I don't have porn on
it. I said what my phone would say is be like, bitch, get off of TikTok and
we were completely off.
Hey, we thought
you were talking about what we were talking about.
Said if my phone could talk, what would it reveal?
Right.
See,
that's what your phone would reveal. But we didn't get that because we were talking about our shit. Yeah, we were too busy talking about porn.
The Hub and X videos.
Yeah,
talking about TikTok.
No, but
I was watching a TikTok today, and the
today
said, yeah.
Okay.
She said, "How do you tell me how you know you love me?"
Okay.
And he was like, "You don't want to know the answer." She was like, "No." He goes, "I promise you, you don't want to know the answer." So she kept pushing and pushing. He goes, "All right, fine, fuck it. Your pussy's trash."
Oh.
But I stay with you. So that means you know I love you.
That's, and he's still walking around.
That's some cold shit.
Some trash and see what happens.
Well,
let somebody tell
trash and think you're gonna close your eyes.
Was he joking or was he for real?
No, he was dead serious.
Was he serious?
But she took it.
He was like HIV positive. That dude was serious as shit.
HIV positive. Why is it that we are? We are okay with accepting
what's the leak?
Negative results, like test results?
That I would have like everything.
If you took an HIV test and that motherfucker came back negative, you'd be like, all right. But if you took an HIV test and that bitch came back positive, you'd be like, do it again. Do it again.
Why would I want a positive test?
We'll trust a negative result in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because you don't want to know the truth.
You need to test me.
One of them motherfuckers gonna be negative.
It's like a few good men.
I told you I ain't never seen that movie, man.
You still ain't going back to watch it? Oh my god.
I watch a lot of fucking Pornhub, dog.
That was useless.
You ask me about some shit on Pornhub, I'd tell you exactly where to go. Hey, if a fruit could talk, if fruit could talk, what fruit do you think would sound the funniest?
I want to hear the bipolar grape cluster say some shit, because you can get a whole bunch of grapes.
Personalities in a
it's a bipolar situation. They gonna be saying all kinds.
And they're fighting and shit.
Oh yeah,
full of grapes.
What did she call it?
I don't know what she called it, but she
a group of grapes.
A cluster.
Hey, let me get a group of grapes, please.
A cluster.
I want a group of grapes.
Cluster of grapes right there.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever gone to the store and I always take one of the grapes out?
I give that to my son. Like,
how many of them do you do?
Just like three or four.
I do three, just to make sure it ain't a bad batch. Yeah.
So what would happen if two of them are good and that third one, you'd be like, God damn, not that bad.
I'm still taking the whole thing because I was sold on the
system. So would you not put that bag down and try another three from another bag?
No.
Like maybe the bag is better.
You
got all the grapes you want. You ain't know one of them already.
Because you
have half of them before I get to the counter any goddamn way. So
it'd be like $8.99 a pound. So I eat about eight cherries.
You know, let me test this. You walk through the store, shopping
on the floor.
Eating them and shitting them when it's time to go. You're like, I don't want them no more.
What? People look at me like I'm crazy.
Like, we saw you eat the grapes.
You mean your wife just looking at you? She just do this.
Did you sit there and eat all of those grapes before we got to the counter?
She don't go grocery shopping with me, so.
Yeah. She don't like it. She don't like it.
Okay, love me.
Hey.
Right. That's right, Blue. She loves you.
I think the funny fruit would be probably some strawberries.
See, I think the strawberry would be sexy. I think the strawberry.
No.
I think the strawberry and the cherry would have sexy voices.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to fuck a strawberry and a cherry.
What would they sound like? What's the voice of a cherry?
I don't know, but I want to fuck it, though. I'd be like, I'm going to fuck shit out that cherry.
You know it's not the same cherry.
A hole in the honeydew melon.
Yes, I do.
Watermelon.
Ooh, that honeydew, baby.
Never had a honeydew before. Isn't that a grapefruit? I mean, not grapefruit. Isn't that the same?
It's a melon. It's like a cantaloupe. Yeah.
It's just green.
Yeah. It's green.
But it's harder, right? See, that was me. That's how fast I was.
Oh. And that is not a brag.
But it's coming back, though. No, that's not. Don't say that out loud.
That is not a brag. I was in and out of that real fast.
Yeah, fast.
I was fast. No, that was Zadie, apparently. 1985 Zadie was fast as a motherfucker, remember?
You know what? You kissed the entire ass.
Zadie was the one that said that it just she wished that 1985 Zadie was like,
1986 tell her you going to make some better career choices and you going to make some better choices.
So you're going to go back to, so how long are you going to be there? You only be there 20 minutes, you said.
Sit down and be like, listen. Let me tell you something. I'm going to call her me and be like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what we did. See, you're going to fix this.
See, I said, now. The question was that if you could go back in time, where would you go and what would you do?
You only got 20 minutes and so that time.
I had to put a time. Well, they put a time limit on it because I was like, how long do I get to stay? Because I want to go back to slavery days. I want to be a slave for a hot minute. For 20 minutes, I was a slave for 20 minutes.
Come to the house. Come on over.
But I want you. But I would go and I would be a slave for 20 minutes and then
come over to the house.
But I would want to see how many whoopings I can get in that 20 minutes and then I'm going to come back there.
He ain't getting no whoopings because he's a kid.
So we got 2 minutes.
So check this out. But listen, I'm going to ask y'all one more question real quick. What's the worst smell that y'all have ever smelled?
Ooh.
Like a real bad, like the worst smell that you've ever smelled.
Smell?
Yeah, death does stink.
But does he? But does he?
Said but does.
But dick and pussy.
But does he?
Dick and pussy.
Yeah.
Together. Gonna stink.
You are childish, bro. You are childish.
I will say though that a animal's gas.
Like an animal's chest. Fart.
Animal's
farts. The dog that, fart.
Dog farts are like they stink.
Ooh.
Man.
Oh,
Pepper will lay up in the bed because she sleep with us, right? And in the middle of the night, you just be laying there. All of a sudden, you just like crop dusted.
Go ahead.
What?
Holstein.
Now that lady just walked across the camera and Zadie was about to beat her up.
I was about to snatch that whole cowboy hat off her damn head. Bitch, we recording.
Why? What happened?
Somebody walked in.
Boo?
Oh, she walked in front of the camera?
Right here.
We are recording and her disrespect.
Right there. No, but hey. So, but you never did tell me. So, what's the worst smell? What is the worst? What? Well, you said Badusi.
And then I said the dog farts.
And dog.
I'm gonna go with dog farts too, cause they are unexpectedly hateful.
Okay,
it's
well
an unexpected moment.
It's like you just. They just like.
Well, see, I don't know how to. I don't know what a bad. What the worst smell? I mean, I agree with Santana. Santana said.
Death.
So. Death is 100% true. Death stinks, dog.
Yeah.
It's because the insides rotting out. That shit stinks. Let's talk about shit smells. Let's talk about the smell of shit.
I'm not.
Why is it?
I'm out.
No, but listen, if you think about it, shit all smells the same.
No. No, it's not. It should be all your shit smell.
Turn your mic.
Maybe all your shit smell the same.
Right in the center of 61. I'm telling you.
Maybe all your shit smell the same.
Shit smell the same.
Even baby shit? Oh, no. Baby shit is the worst.
I'm now.
Baby shit smells the worst.
Have you ever?
Here we go.
Here comes the bed. We got to come
back. Halftime, y'all.
We'll be back. All the cars are coming in.
Shit does all smell the same.
have our show next week.
Right.
We have Murphy's
coming next week.
And I have a that shit got to go for next week. So I got y'all. So,
okay.
So yeah, Dante, we look forward to seeing you next week.
And what's after that?
After that,
we have the masquerade.
Yeah, we got the masquerade.
Okay.
We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's all I got, y'all.
So I think we from the AFC NFC Championship game at the Bob Duncan Recreational Center, hosted by the Brisket Boss. You guys can check him out on his website, www.brisketboss.com.
Yes, sir.
He's been on.
Delicious, too. That shit was good.
He's been on Good Morning America 2 or 3 times. So they've had him on the shows. And, you know, go out and he has his own secret sauces over there, the peach molasses and all of that. So it's been a very good, positive event. I haven't heard too many.
He said he's going to pull up on us. He said he'll bring some food to us when we go to our business. Maybe we can have him come and bring some stuff for Shante next week.
Yeah, we'll definitely work with him. Yeah.
And we got Santana over there, too, but you know, he don't count.
I am a sinner who's probably going to sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from 2 planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm in it. Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.